Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phase two of reopening. What exactly does that mean for you? Are you clear on what it means for you?
Actually, I am clear what it means for us and as chiropractors as a profession. And it really doesn't mean anything different from how we've been operating up to this point. We are considered an essential business, and about mid-April, New York State deemed us for emergency services only. And according to New York State yesterday, we are still to operate with emergency services only. So phase two has very little impact on us, if any.
Do you know, Allison, what phase it is that you will be able to fully reopen?
It is not clear. According to New York State, it just says that we are permitted to operate within the restrictions and for us to follow the New York State reopening safety plan template, which has been in effect for a while for essential businesses. So no.
How frustrating is that to not have that clear answer when you're going to be able to expand your services?
Well, I guess, you know, it's very frustrating. Our business has decreased by a good 50% in the middle of this. I am grateful and thankful that we can still see patients in our office who need that based on emergency services. So, you know, I'm thankful that we've been able to serve the community all along, but it is frustrating without having a clear outlook of where do we fall into the phases.
What does an emergency mean in your business?
Well, you know, an emergency, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of a vague definition, in my opinion. Emergency, how we've been treating it, are we keeping people from visiting their primary care doctor for, you know, muscle, skeletal related issues? Are we keeping them from the ER with, say, low back pain issues? So emergency is really kind of in the eye of the beholder.
I can imagine it would be tough to completely define what an emergency is. How long did it take you to kind of come up with the plan that you've been operating under? And do you think that it's something people can do, you know, quickly, relatively, to come up with a safety plan that ensures safety, but also ensures that you can do at least some of your business?
You know, as a safety plan within our office, it has been very seamless. There are many standards that we already follow according to the CDC with sanitation guidelines. So it's been very little change, and it was very seamless for us to just incorporate some additional guidelines. Again, as a healthcare office, we already do pretty much all the guidelines. You know, we've done some basic things, you know, spreading appointments out. We do hand washing upon arrival, increase sanitation of high contact points, removal of any type of toys or magazines within the waiting area. And so basically when our patients come in, they're directed to wash their hands, and then they go immediately to an adjusting room. So we've been able to really seamlessly follow, you know, some of the recommended guidelines.
What about masks and shields? Do you have to wear those when you're interacting with a patient? You know, like a hair salon found out, you know, barbershops and hair salons found out just a couple days ago that they have to do that.
Well, you know, when Governor Cuomo had executed the executive order saying, you know, you need to wear a face mask if you cannot social distance, you need to wear a mask. So obviously we've been wearing masks because it's impossible to social distance ourselves when we're working with a patient. So we do wear masks in our office. And again, not really a big deal, but we do wear them.
When you mentioned you don't really know for sure when it's going to be able to happen, do you have an idea of when you're going to be able to expand your services to reopen more like normal, you know, outside of those emergency circumstances?
You know, it would. This is just purely my opinion, and I would imagine that within the next 2 weeks that they will remove the emergency services only. We saw Dennis can go back to operation earlier this week, so it would just make sense probably within the next couple weeks that they'll remove the emergency restriction.
Do you have to be tested, Allison? I mean, in some businesses, they have to be tested every 2 weeks.
You know, that's an interesting question that you asked. No, we do not have to be tested. And so it is very interesting. I've had some conversations with very good friends of mine who are nurses. And just like nurses, they do not have to be tested. We do not need to be tested.
Does that surprise you at all that, you know, we're talking about barbers being tested, but some other people not being tested, including yourself? Who, I mean, you're just as interactive with patients as somebody cutting hair.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't surprise me because of the screening that we do, the type of office we have, our patient interactions. So it doesn't surprise me that we aren't mandated to get tested. What surprises me is that if you do hair or if you are a barber, you need to get tested. So that is interesting because, to be quite honest, that's just kind of funny to me that if you cut hair, you need to be tested. But if you are a nurse or a chiropractor, it's not required to be tested.
Yeah, that is really interesting. Now, your patients, you know, when all of this hit in March, you know, and somebody needed to see you, you know, on an emergency basis, you know, did you kind of sense maybe some fear in them? And how has that changed over the weeks? What's it like now when you see a patient?
Absolutely. In the beginning, people were very fearful. But when they came into our office, a lot of times they said, oh, my gosh, I was so fearful and I don't know for what. Like, you have very good standards. It's very well laid out. I like it that I can come right in, the hand washing, all of that bit. So once people came to our office, their fears were really decreased. Now, fast forward at this point, we have a lot of people who are saying, I can no longer wait. I'm having serious issues. And kind of that mentality of, like, we want to get back to our normal life. Like, enough's enough. So we are seeing an increase of patients who are saying, I was waiting for care, and I need your services now.
Well, we wish you the best when it comes to clarity of what's going to happen in the future. That's Allison Cummings of Inner Balance Chiropractic joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.